All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio, and let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against a backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading. Welcome to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast, your weekly fix for all things mental health and wellness. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Germany. And not only are we besties, but we're your besties. You heard me right. It's homegirl vibes here.
Get ready for the girls to dish the real, the raw, and the fucking funny.
And listen, we may drag you, but it's always in love. Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, boo-boo babies. I haven't said that in a long time.
You haven't.
What's popping gum drops? Drippity drops, tippity tops.
New week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
So what's popping?
What's the latest?
The latest and the greatest. I don't know. COVID's back up and running.
Yeah, it is.
I know it never left, but the cases are on the rise.
They are on the rise.
Like, damn.
How was your weekend, though?
My weekend was cool. What did I do this weekend? Oh, I just went out to eat. Hanging out with my boo. Restful. Going out to eat.
Restful.
How was yours?
My weekend.
What else? Did I do something else?
I had a chill weekend.
Yeah, that's all I did. What else you do? What you do?
I feel like Saturday we were in the streets. We were. We went to two events. We went out to dinner and came home Sunday. We took Graham to the movies. That's what we did. Top Gun.
Did she like it?
Yeah, she did. We seen it again.
Sure that warmed her heart.
We seen it again, and we took her to see it for the first time. Girl, we was up at the crack.
Y'all be going to the movies?
We only hold on now. Like, it's a what? Fucking lost pastime. Yeah, I'll be good. Like, we digging for fossils.
I'm just saying.
I've gone
to the movies.
This is the first time I've gone to the movies in so many years. And I never go to the movies. I feel like it's almost pointless to go to the movies because the fucking film be on TV.
It streams now. That is one good thing that came from the pandemic. It's in the theaters for a couple weeks.
And then it's on your TV.
Okay, wait, how do you say theater?
Theater.
Okay, because somebody was trying to make fun of the way I
say theater.
Yeah, the way I say theater. Theater.
Theaters. Theater. Theater. Yeah, theater. Anywho, yes. Although I like that it comes directly to TV streaming after a few weeks, but there is a little
something. Nostalgia, yeah. You know, popcorn.
It's expensive as fuck, but
how much y'all spent? $100,
girl. Yes. So we had already seen Top Gun Maverick, which I am not a Top Gun fan,
bitch,
but
I don't know
now.
Nothing about nothing.
I didn't either, but because I thought it was so white. Who watches Top Gun? But Andres's friends, they have like a little thing that they do. They go to the movies at, what's that Chinese theater? Is it called the Chinese theater? The IMAX theater in Hollywood?
Oh, like where all the stores are?
I think it's called the Chinese theater.
Yeah, like where all the like Forever 21 and
well, that's
Lucky
Hollywood
Strike.
And Highland.
Yeah, it's not there.
Whatever, wherever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
The Chinese theater. It's like
the
largest.
Girl, do you pay attention to your surroundings?
You know I don't. It's like the largest IMAX theater. So we went there to watch Top Gun, and I just was in love with the storyline, the everything. I was like, oh, my God, I love this. It was so good. So I talked to Graham a few days later, and I'm like, girl, have you ever seen Top Gun? And she's like, I watch Top Gun all the time with Maverick and Goose. She watches it on TV.
So that sparked something in you to give her.
Right. I said, oh, you know they have a new one. She's like, they do. I know it's Top Gun Maverick, a sequel. I said, you want to see it? She was like, I would love that. I said, girl, we're going to pick you up from church on Sunday.
Aww.
So, girl, and she goes to the first service.
So what time did y'all have to pick her up? 9?
8:30.
Bitch, please.
So we got up.
Like, Graham, get on Access Home.
But
take Access Home. We'll meet you around 12.
No. But the thing is,
she
the
gets
movie,
up that early to go to church. A faithful
girl, she
woman.
Be up at 3 a.m. So, yeah.
Girl,
with the Lord
it
himself.
Would be Lord knows my heart. I'll see
her
you.
Her and Jesus be rising at the same time. The saints. Okay. Right. Waking
okay,
them up.
So
she be helping them.
Waking them up.
She be helping. So, we grabbed her, swooped her. I wanted to go early because I didn't want it to take up the whole day. The movie is already like 2 hours and some change. So I'm just thinking about the whole day, you know. I was like, we going to grab you, girl, at 8:30. Girl, I was ready to see the movie at 9:30.
So y'all called matinee at least.
Yeah, we went at 10. I took her home. She changed out her church clothes and put on her streetwear and her tennis. And then we went to the movie, stopped at Starbucks first, got a little coffee. We like did a whole thing, got to the movies. I said, girl, you want some popcorn? She said, I'm like, you just had a snack.
No.
And then she said, but don't worry.
You can't go to the movies and not eat the popcorn.
Girl, she said, don't worry about me. I can get my own popcorn. I said, girl, this is my treat. She said, well, let me do it right then. I'm like, why? So we watched it, had a great time, dropped her off, and then went home and chilled, drank wine on the couch, and watched the original Top Gun because we never seen it.
Oh, this was y'all both y'all first time? Y'all just dove in from this point?
Yeah.
I heard you don't have to watch. It's not like.
You don't.
You need to watch the first to get the second.
But the story is so good.
My attention span is so short.
No, you would like it. You would like it. Jay Ellis is in it as well. Yeah, it was so good. I love it. I'm a fan. So we did that on Sunday. It felt good to spend time with her. I was really thinking how full circle life is. Like, it really is a circle of life. I was thinking about when I was younger, my grandma taking me out to the movies and picking me up, and I would be waiting on her to do stuff.
Right. Now and then picking her up.
Right. Because in the middle of the movie, she was like, I got to go to the bathroom. I'm like, right now? She was like, I do.
Did you have to take her?
I helped her because, you know, she has her Rolaiter. It's dark. Yeah, vision ain't the sharpest.
Assistant.
So, yes. Yeah, so I was like, let's go. So I helped her and she all in the bathroom. I'm like, you good in there? You need help? And she's like, I'm fine. I'm like, wait. And she said, when I was helping her, she was like, I know you ain't going to bring me out no more. Huh?
What? Graham.
Because instead of walking and talking, she'd be stopping and talking. And I'm like, we got to get back to
the movies. It's going.
Carolyn. So it was a good time. I had I enjoyed her company. I enjoyed her company. Good. Yeah, so it was a good time.
I'm sure that warmed her sweetheart.
It did. She felt good knowing we were all out together.
That's
and
good.
She thanked me many times.
She probably be on Tuesday was like, you know, Miss Daisy, girl, I really appreciate it.
As soon as I dropped her off, she was calling. I'm like, girl, we just parted. Let it sit for me.
Yeah, just resting. Yeah, yeah. Bask in the ambiance of the experience.
Right. But it was cute. All that to say, spend time with your loved ones.
Yeah, I'm planning on making a trip back home. I definitely need to spend some QT.
Yeah.
With my grandma. Has this grandma came across your feed? She has dementia, but she's so funny on TikTok.
She probably has, but I likely skip through it. There's two black grandmas that come across my feed
with
dementia.
Yeah, the grandma, like, they are so funny. You know the dementia.
Oh, no, but she'd be like, you ain't telling me where to go. She a little feisty.
Yeah, she's feisty. That's my grandma. She does not have dementia, but the way that she'd be talking, she'd be like, the girl would be like, grandma, what are you doing? You don't talk to me. I'm grown.
Yeah, that's exactly how she talks.
That's my grandma. Like, girl, we're of your age.
Shit. But it was good. It'd be nice for you to go up there and spend some time with her. Mm-hmm. She would appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So anyway,
good weekend.
Yeah, it was
although
a great
I did
weekend.
See everyday people happen. I'm like, okay, it's next one.
Yeah, but I wasn't that.
I'm gonna go to the next one.
I wasn't that pressed. We were laying on the couch and like, should we go?
I was impressed, but
by the time
I knew I wasn't going this week because I just wasn't. But yeah. I'm like, next one I will go.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I think we'll be due for some outside time, because we didn't go to the last link up. We didn't go to this everyday people, so it's been a little every other month type vibe. Mm-hmm. So we will be definitely overdue by the time we come back from our friendcation. Something will be happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
the link up, actually.
It's the summertime.
It'll be the link up. So I'm really excited for our friendcation. We're actually leaving tomorrow.
Yeah, we told y'all we were going on our friendcation. Yeah. My bags aren't packed, but my mind is.
Yeah. Mind is there.
My
body's
bags
on
aren't
its way.
Packed, but my mind is ready.
It came so fast.
Bitch.
This week is going by like...
I'm feeling like a flight attendant.
Girl. Good fucking bye. Good fucking bye.
The way I'm unpacking and repacking that bag.
Girl.
But you know I use that same carry-on as my whole bag.
Yeah, your bag's always packed. That's
bitch,
why you're
I
feeling
I need a
it.
Duffel bag.
You probably should just leave some things over there.
I know, but you still need your stuff.
I mean,
I already leave like some face. I have a face cleanser, you know, my feminine products.
Yeah.
It's the clothes when you don't have a lot.
Yeah.
I need to get more clothes.
Yeah, leave a few sets over there.
Shit, I sound like a bum, but I do. But anywho, yeah, the bags will be packed soon. The girls are back on road for the friendcation, and I'm super.
It's going to be a great time.
Excited.
Yes. Actually, by the time this comes out, we will be announcing the tour officially. This is going to be out the 21st. The tour and everything's being announced on the 24th, Friday.
We do these episodes like a week in advance in my calendar.
I know, sense of time is kind of
off.
Yeah,
it's like, what's
but
happening?
It is happening. So if you're listening to this, in 3 short days, we are announcing our tour. We're going to be outside. We can't wait to connect with y'all IRL. It's been a long time. On August 6th, actually, there's been a date change for our LA show. Mm-hmm. August 6th is the LA show in the Arts District. It's going to be a great time. This is our Unlocking Sisterhood tour. And then August 27th, we'll be in New York. Pulling up
Concrete
on the East
jungle
Coast,
where dreams
mommy.
Are made of.
Yes, we'll also be celebrating Britney's birthday that weekend. Yeah. So we
and
really
you know
want
I'm
y'all
a
to
New
come
York
out.
Girl.
Come out and say
I'm
hello.
I'm a New York girl at heart.
In the pit of the heart, okay? In the piece that's black.
I need all of my New York girls to, what do we call the New York girlies?
Girl, it don't even matter.
What do y'all call each other? I know the men are son.
The women be son too, okay? So
I need all my sons to come out. I hope I said that right, because some should be disrespectful. Isn't that disrespectful if you call someone your son?
Yeah, all you bitches is my sons. Yeah, it's like I birthed you.
Okay, all my sisters. I need all my sisters.
Yes, and lastly, we will be in El Salvador in March. We're also announcing our international tour, our retreat. So there's going to be so much more that way. Sign up for our email list if you haven't already. We send out all this information via email. It'll be on Instagram. So just stay connected, y'all, because there's a lot of things that we can't wait to loop you into. That's it.
That's it. So please continue to leave your ratings and reviews for the show. They really help us out tremendously. We appreciate you all who have taken the time to do that. And I want to highlight a reviewer of the week. This comes from Sullivan.
Sullivan. I actually like that name, Sullivan.
It sounds like a name you would like.
I do. I like it.
That sounds like a Germany type name.
I like it.
So, Sullivan says, I love, love, love y'all. Let me first start off by saying that this podcast is one of my greatest discoveries of 2022. I've been meaning to leave a review for the longest, and today is finally the day. I really have learned a lot from y'all as a newly turned 20-year-old. You taught me that healing can happen through humor and intelligent conversation, and I love that. I see so much of myself in the both of you, especially as a new soror of our supremely sophisticated sorority. Y'all are truly a blessing. I hope y'all continue to get your coins. LOL.
Thank you. Welcome to the sorority.
We would definitely continue to get our coins. That's on the agenda. And I love that you can heal through humor. Just a PSA, this is not a politically correct podcast. So if you're one of those girls, you can just press
Stop. Yeah, we don't know if y'all didn't get that memo, but
yeah, we say things that are mildly inappropriate sometimes,
and we say things that you're likely thinking or have said to your own girlfriend. So don't nail us to a fucking cross because you can listen to our thoughts. Period. Okay. Shit.
That part.
Just saying. So yes, thank you for the ratings. Thank you for the reviews. If you are moved and you love the content, just make sure you do your part. Also join us over on Patreon. It's where we're giving you more of what you already love. We'll be taking time to revamp that community and just really fine tune it. But I will say, there are ad free episodes, which if you have a problem with ads, you might want to get on over there because that's how I be listening. I'm like, let me go ahead and listen ad free.
You take advantage of that.
I do. And there's just a bunch of other stuff over there. Playlists, bonus content, bonus episodes, more of our business. So let's shout out our patrons of the week.
We have Kayla.
Hey, Kayla.
And Brianna.
Hey, Brianna. Thank y'all for spending y'all little coins with us.
Yeah, speaking of spending little coins, we do have an online store where you can get all of your merch. We just dropped 2 new items, our Bravado crew neck and our Love and Protected tee. So if you're feeling like you need some new threads, that information is down in the show notes.
Yes. And thank you to everybody who's already purchased. We really appreciate it.
You should have received her items. My mom definitely received hers.
Oh, goody. Goody, goody gumdrop.
She loved it.
Oh, I love that. So, last week, y'all. Last week, we talked about friendship makeups.
It was a
very emotional, vulnerable episode that a lot of you all really appreciated and found value in. I found value in the conversation. Listening back, I was moved to tears again.
Same.
Tears were forming in my eyes and streaming down my face.
Same. I said, okay.
Yes. Yeah, so we had Adrian, my other best friend, on the show. We talked about our time apart, how we reconciled, things that we would have done differently, and just really had a nice full conversation, a very mature conversation about how to make up with a friend. So if you haven't already, listen. It's a goodie. Have your tissue ready because, like I said, tears are jerked. Mine, I was right there with you. Okay, I was rejecting and jerking.
Yeah.
So yeah, listen to it. It's really good. I really enjoy talking about friendship, and
I do too.
I just love it here. I love these series.
Me too. There's something about them.
They do. They are so good. So sweet.
Something about them. Yeah. The friendship series. Oh, the friendship makeups tore me up.
Yeah.
Tore me up. But we're here. We're back. We're back
and better.
And also, thank you all so much for sending in your questions, your stories, for the ultimate girlfriend gag episode that we are going to be doing next week. It might have to be two parts because...
Yeah, you guys sent in a lot of teams.
They came in. But if you have a question, a concern, a story that you want to share about friendship, maybe you're having a rift in your friendship, maybe you just need some, you just have something you need some homegirl advice about.
Or you want to share a makeup story. That would be cute too.
Mm-hmm. Rainbow.
Send it over to us.
Rainbow, sunshine after a cloudy day. You can email us at contact@theblackgirlbravado.com and we will gag about it here on the show.
Yeah, you can also DM us if you're on Instagram, mommy.
Yeah, the Black Girl Bravado Pod. That's where we reside.
Yes.
So
In the spirit of friendship, things continue.
So today we're going to be talking about friendship green flags and red flags. Mm-hmm. Things we need to point out.
Yes. Point them out.
Yeah, things we need to point out and be aware of when we're navigating this friendship space. Mm-hmm. Again, a lot of us girlies have been in and out of friendships.
Yeah. And if you live long enough, you'll be out of a few too.
You will.
Shit.
You will. And when we're meeting people, because a lot of people have a desire to meet new homegirls, we all do. Mm-hmm. We have to have our antennas up.
I know I be having
my antennas up like, you know, you hang out with people a couple of times, you get a vibe, you pick up what they're putting down, and you wonder, do I want to keep this girl in the arsenal or do I want to throw her back out there?
Right.
Do I want to throw her back?
Right. Right.
So that's what we'll be talking about today.
Yes.
Let's go. Going through some of ours. So, should we start with the green or the red?
Let's start with the red. And then we can end with the green on a high note.
On a high note, baby. So, for me, this is personal. A red flag for me, just diving straight in, is a sister girl that lacks integrity. Mm-hmm. One of our homegirl listeners slid into our question box, and she said that she's having a tussle, an internal tussle.
A moral tussle of sorts.
Yes, because she has a friend who is faithfully messing with somebody else's man because he has money, and she's having a hard time trusting her because of this. And when I read that, I said, I feel you. Mm-hmm. Because although this person, her friend is not doing this directly to her.
It speaks to her character. Like, would you do it to me?
Yeah, and like, you just don't really have any.
Under what circumstances would you be pushed to do this to me?
Me personally, I do not want to knowingly mess with somebody else's man. I don't want you to mess with my man. Cue the Nivea. I want you to myself. And I don't care what you have. You can have the money. You can have the looks. You can have
the cat.
The dick.
I thought you meant.
You can't have that. You actually can't have the cat.
I thought you meant the girl can have the money, the looks, and the cat. Like, using what she gets.
No, I'm saying the man can have, like, you know, the resources, the looks, you know.
I've never been a girl to use what I got to get what I want. I've never been that girl.
You use your heart.
Always. And that's why I be sometimes in the.
You lead with your heart.
Always. I've never been like, I need this. Let me go finesse this nigga out of it. Ever.
Right. Like, let me.
So I'm sure I would not be messing with nobody's man for nothing, let alone him being single. I would not.
I know. I remember one time it was so funny because I believe you were in the conversation too. And we were talking about, like, you know, you should never have to pay for anything when you have a man in your life. And it doesn't, when we're saying have a man in your life, we're not necessarily saying boyfriend.
Yeah, your man.
We're saying a man.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. You need something, you something broke and that you need to be fixed, hit up a man. I
would be shaking.
That's why I need a man that's generous.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I like men that are generous and that are already given to where I don't have to fix my lips. It's just like, here, I see that you need, let me take care of you because I have a hard time asking.
I definitely don't want to ask somebody who ain't mine. I'm just not that kind of girl because I don't want these niggas looking back at me like that bitch ain't got nothing. And the whole time I'm finessing, like, they don't know you finessing. You just looking like you ain't got shit.
But the thing is, I don't think that men look at you like you don't. They don't look at you like that girl don't got nothing because a lot of them that give, they
want
to give.
They look like I'm providing.
Yeah.
But I don't want you to think you're providing for me when you're really not. It's not giving because that's not how I see provision. Mm. Truth be told, I could do that little, you know what it is, honey? I could do that little stuff myself.
Okay, well.
That's really what it is.
I don't want to do it by myself.
I don't want to do it by myself, but I don't want to be, I don't want to ask somebody else to do it when I know I could do
okay,
it.
But the thing is, now this conversation went somewhere else. But just really quickly, you're thinking of them looking at it in a negative way with them giving things to you or helping you out. But what if they're looking like, I want to do this and there's no ill intent? It's like, girl, I got it. I want to give it.
There's always something that they want to give me your hand.
They want something back that we be giving anyway.
And I'm not giving it unless you already know he's in my heart. That's what I'm talking
about. But that's what I'm saying.
I know, I'm just not that girl. I'm not.
I get it.
This whole crux of this started with me saying I'm not using what I got to get what I want or get things that I might need. Thankfully, I'm not in that position where I have to do that. But a lot of times, the women use their feminine energy of sorts, a divine feminine, a divine cat, to secure something else. And I could just never. But no tea, no shade on the girls who do.
Right.
That's it.
But there is shade to this girl.
This one, yeah. Because this one belonged to somebody else.
This girl is messing with a man because he has money, knowing that he has somebody else.
It's the somebody else. That's what makes it bad.
Somebody else.
He knows he has a woman.
And she feels like she can't trust her. Let me tell y'all something. I once had a friend who wasn't messing with somebody necessarily because they have money, but she was messing with them for the things that they could provide for her. And the thing that made me kind of with the way she was moving was because she had expressed to me multiple times with multiple different men that she was not even interested in them.
That'd be happening too.
So she would be like going, she would let them take her out on dates. And I know everybody has their own views on this. This is just the way I was viewing it. She would let them take her out on dates, you know, get little things, provide sexual favors.
I'm like, sexual favors.
But then what? She would be in the same breath saying like, oh my, when they would call, oh my God, why is he calling me? Why is he this? Why is he that? And I'm like, because you're putting out there that you're somewhat interested. Right. But then if you're not interested and you don't want them to call, you don't want them to text or none of that, then perhaps you should be sitting out some of the dates.
Yeah.
You should be sitting out some of the things. You know, I would be like, I don't like.
And that's why, because I'm not a, we not about to banter. We not about to, I mean, bargain over my shit.
I know.
That's what it be, barter system vibes. Like
it is a barter system, but that's what interaction is about. And I'm like, okay, that was one part that made me kind of like questioning her integrity a bit, because it's like, if you're really not interested in these people, stop being fake and stop taking.
And it be the integrity piece, because I've had this situation happen to me before, ladies. I will, as a young thing, that somebody was in my life. Obviously, they were more interested in me than I was interested in. I was not interested in them at all. Mm. But they were clearly trying to use the money, the trips, the resources, the things to get me to do things that I was not interested in doing. I don't like you like that. I don't want to go out and hang out with you. I don't want to go on no trips, nigga. No.
But y'all never talked?
No, it was not a couple thing. It was like,
not even like an entertainment.
No. It was giving, I like you, obviously, but I know that that's not the vibe for me.
He liked you, but that wasn't the vibe for you.
Exactly. You know, it starts off a platonic friendship, but then there was an advancement on his
end. A line was crossed. He crossed a line.
Exactly. A line was crossed. And then it was, I got this for you. I could get this for you. I could take you here. I could do that. And I was like, no.
Right.
Because you're going to want something from me, and I don't want to exchange. No.
Because it's very, very, very rarely that you can just take the things and dip.
Exactly.
And if you do take the things.
Once a trip was being offered and I'm like, is there going to be two beds? I mean, is there two rooms? It was giving no, I cannot go. I don't want to go. I will never go.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Right. The experience is not worth it.
Yeah. I feel the girl saying that she don't know if she can trust her homegirl, because the same girl that I was just talking about, some way, somehow, she would be falling out with her homegirls and still gang-ganging with their niggas.
No. Hard no.
And I'm like, how does that keep happening?
Hard no.
You cut her off. You cut him off. And then she would be making comments like, yeah, I heard you curse her nigga on my phone. Still, I'm like, bitch, integrity.
Yeah.
Black up. Yeah. That language. Her nigga on my phone still.
You can read between the lines.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
I'm like, wait, you just skipped a line. There was something in the middle.
Girl, I zoomed in on that line like, her nigga on my phone still.
Not my kind of girl. I had an experience where I was dating someone. Mm-hmm. They were in a relationship when we started talking again. Mm-hmm. And it was giving very much so, we're breaking up. I didn't want to be with her anyway. We were actually breaking up. This is perfect timing.
So when y'all started talking, he said that he was in the process of breaking up with his current thing.
Right. It was, okay, I'll lay it out. The story, the storytelling of sorts. I had dated someone in the past. Mm-hmm. We linked up again, right? And in the process of catching up, what's going on? Oh, you know, I'm dating somebody, but it's not a fit. It's more of a pity thing. We were friends. It seemed like it was working, but I'm going to be severing the ties. Oh, okay. So already in my mind, you've told me a detachment is occurring. Right. I'm severing the tie. So we started hanging out more and more and more, going out, being together like damn near every day. He's coming to my house after work, spending the night, going to work from my house. Y'all, to my surprise.
The whole thing gone.
To my surprise, this whole time he is being with both of us. He's hooking up with both of us, which would explain why I kept getting a yeast infection.
Right. A yeast infection.
Because you're going
in and out.
You in and out. And I'm like damn, we ain't. And that was my first sign of misalignment. Body chemistry ain't lining up. Okay. Yeah. That'll tell you right then and there. I said,
if that ain't a red flag, then what do you call that?
Exactly. I'm like, why am I getting a yeast infection? I clear it up. It comes back. I'm like, what is this? What is this? So she called my phone one morning.
It's giving bad flora soak.
Right, exactly.
You were soaking some bad.
Girl, battling with his demons.
Flora.
So she calls, number one, is his name on the caller ID. So I pick up like, oh, top of the morning. She called from his phone.
Girl, I didn't know that.
Yeah. She called from his, it was a morning. I still remember I was gathering all my stuff, heading out to work. And the phone rang. It said his name. And I was like, oh, probably going to talk on the way to work. Girl, and she was like, hello.
Oh, not the barber. I was like, surely.
She was quiet, though, because he was asleep on her bed.
So was she whispering?
Yes.
Why would she be in the room? Girl, go to the car.
Wherever she was, she had his phone and he didn't know and she didn't want to wake him up.
Right. So go to the car.
I don't know. So she called and she was like, hello. And I was like, hello. And she was like, what is this? Who are you? Basically, I see that you have text messages in this person's phone. I am the girlfriend. And I'm like, wait, where is he? Where is he if you have his
right,
phone?
She is was he like, sitting there on the edge of the bed like the little fox?
No,
or?
No. She said that he had. Busy. No, he had spent the night at her house. The day before was like some sort of holiday, like some minor holiday, Memorial Day, like Labor Day, something like that. Exactly. So he had been at her house with her family drinking all night, hanging out, drunk on her bed. She got in his phone, got the tea, realized something was going on, and then called me for my side, the barbers are Shirley. Now that's when that occurred.
Right.
And I'm like, girl, what? And she's like, yeah, we're together and he be here. And then I'm like, how was he there when he's at my house every day? I was like, I just knew you guys were broken up.
Right.
Like he told me you guys were done. She was like, no. So it was a whole thing, y'all. At that point, once I realized, oh, this is somebody's man, right? Because I was trusting him that he had cut it off.
That it was breaking.
It was done. It was broken. I said, boy, you cannot. And he called me that same day. You know, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. And you know what? He had left some things at my house and he realized that we were done. I was not fooling with him at all. He was trying to get his little things. I said, it's a casualty. These things are a casualty of this, of a relationship. Although I think I did end up, you said that I gave them to you and you took them to him.
I remember returning them shoes.
Probably because he was begging me to get them.
Now we know what they are.
He was begging me to get them. I'm like, boy, fuck them shoes.
I remember.
Here are your things. But my whole point in telling that story is that's happened to me where I was dealing with somebody's man unknowingly. And I would never do it knowingly. I would never be cool with that. Like, and he swindled me. He fucked with my integrity.
The integrity.
Once she told me that, I was like, girl, you got it. I said, girl, you got it. Don't worry.
Yeah, because who wants that problem on their hand? This is the way you moving.
Girl, the way she told to me now is just a T. What she told me, she was like, I mean, are you going to keep trying to mess with him? Because, I mean, if we work it out, I don't want to be thinking about
you.
She was like, do you plan to still try to, like, talk to him? Because if we're going to work it out. I said, you don't even have to worry about it.
Oh, no.
She was young. She was much younger than me. I think I was, like, 25. I was already in grad school and she was like 4 years younger. So I think she was like 21, 22. She's like, if we keep trying to work it out, are you going to be caught? Girl, you could delete my number right here.
Sometimes it turns into an alliance where you give them some wisdom and say, you should leave too.
I did. I tried to raise her up. But girl, stay where you at. And
these men, you know, and that's why it's important that we have integrity, because men will try to play with you.
They will.
A person that I was dating told me that he was just staying with his baby mama and had intentions on leaving, and you know, they
had a baby. You knew some. You were with somebody.
I'll refresh your memory after this. I'm not gonna do it on this show. I'm not gonna do it here. not going to do it here.
But anyway,
he was saying that he, like, they had been broken up. She knew that he was dating other people. He was expecting her to date other people. However, they were still in the same residence, and he was, like, actively looking for another place. And the more and more I thought of it, I'm like,
no.
When you sign the lease and you get the key on the day, the first day, you get into the place.
Then call me. Then I will come over.
Until then, I don't know what the fuck going on.
Yeah.
You could be going over there, hitting her shit all day, yeah. all night long, Lionel Richie. And I'm just thinking, you know, they're at odds in the apartment. Fuck you.
They are not at odds. They might be at something else. Yeah. Okay, it's not odds.
Y'all are not at odds.
No. And every time he talks to you, they're going to be at odds. Really, she'd be laid up on him. They'd be giving baby boy Jody and Yvette vibes.
Right, but I'm like, I wouldn't want, just for my personal integrity, like, I don't like doing shit like that. So it's very important for me, whoever I'm dealing with as a friend in any type of relationship, have some integrity. Yeah. How are you moving when nobody is watching?
Mm-hmm. The room full of vultures. Yeah.
How are you watching? That's so very important, especially if we plan on doing life together. I might need you in my home.
Yeah, you know? I gotta trust you. Gotta trust you. And girl. They be moving. So.
Snaky.
Another red flag. This is a big one. Poor time management.
Oh, you know, fuck.
Poor time management. So, personally, I feel like when a queen has poor time management, everybody else is impacted, especially her closest girlfriends, the people she's hanging out with, going to do things with. And it's just really a slap in the face.
Mm-hmm.
It's disrespectful.
It is.
It's inconsiderate.
Yes.
And it's selfish.
It is. It is. Especially as me personally, this is a red flag for me too, because I take all of the necessary steps to be on time as much as it's in my control. Not saying I'm perfect, but I do that whole thing. Okay, if I got to be there by 12, I'm waking up at 10.
Yeah, same.
You know, that type. That whole rundown.
Yeah.
Figuring out what I need to wear ahead of time. Even if I'm not hella feeling it, it's like, okay, I don't want to be disrespectfully late. So maybe sometimes I got to take the L because I didn't do what I was supposed to do. But when you're dealing with people who just have no time management, it can be very, very frustrating.
Yeah.
Say we have a reservation. You know, sometimes the whole party has to be there before you can be seated. Now I'm sitting up here damn near having an anxiety attack because they're like,
that's the worst.
Is the rest of your party here? They're parking, you know, coming up with shit. Because we'll give away the reservation if it's a hot spot.
Yeah.
Now our reservation is fucked up. Maybe we want to be at a function. Maybe it's a concert and there's an act that I want to see and you're taking your sweet time because you don't give a fuck. And imagine if this is a person that you gang with regularly, like Jeremy and I, we do a lot of things together. If she was perpetually late,
we would not. The worst is a person who don't give a fuck after they're late. It's giving, that's like, really, why y'all tripping?
Yeah, like, what? What's we the could big do deal? Something you else. Know I'm late. No. And when you're dealing with people like that, you have to tell them times earlier to try to box with that. You know, like, she's great in all these other areas. This is the only problem area. Sometimes you can find a workaround, but for me, I prefer a punctual queen. Don't be too punctual. That's another thing. Like, girl, you getting there
10 minutes early.
You're getting there 40 minutes, 30 minutes earlier and calling me talking about I'm here. Okay, I'm not. the reservation is at 10, not 9:30.
I will be there at 10. I'm usually 5 minutes before, 5 minutes after, girl. Give me a little work grace period. You know, 7 minutes. 7 minutes on the back end, on the front end.
Yeah.
I will be there, though. And most times I am prompt. But if this is something that you feel like you're struggling with or like, wow, that's ringing a bell, maybe you have to implement some better boundaries with your friend. Like, I really like having fun with you. I really like hanging out. Yeah. But honestly, if we're going to miss our reservations or have this issue of time, I won't be able to do these things with you.
Right.
You know, maybe we can't go out. Maybe we just gonna talk on the phone. Maybe we'll just update each other. Maybe we'll just pray. Prayer line. I don't know. But it won't be giving link up.
Yeah.
It won't be giving linked up. Like, because time is precious.
Time is precious. And if we say we're gonna be somewhere at 4 and you're not pulling up till 6.
Hell no. I'm going home. Girl, I'm done.
Why we weren't going?
I'm actually gone.
Right.
I'm going. And that's another boundary that you can implement or a tactic, technique. girl, you got 15 minutes with me.
Right.
Like, I got 15 minutes to spare. 10 minutes, whatever. Make it however tight or loose you want. Whatever feels good for you. But if your friend doesn't show up after that 10 minutes, then it's like, I'm actually going to rain check. I'll see you next time.
Yeah.
And do the honor yourself in that way. Bye. I'm leaving. The table's still here if you want to pull up. But I'm gone,
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, I'm
I got
not
going to
be
do.
Available. Like, I'm not on your time.
Yeah.
We agreed to a time. I cleared out my schedule. I did what I needed to do to get here on time. You should do the same thing. I deserve the same respect.
Yeah.
Sis, or we can't hang out.
We won't hang
Point
out.
Blank period.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wished for an extra hour in your day? What would you do with it? Maybe it's finding time for a run, a nap, or simply being there for a friend. But often, life feels like a race against the clock. What if you could carve out time for what truly matters to you? Therapy can be that guide, helping you prioritize what's important and make time for it. Whether it's setting boundaries, learning coping skills, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, therapy empowers you to take control of your life. When I've been called to therapy, it's been during times when I felt like I've needed to really center myself and regain control of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And let me tell you, it has definitely helped. If you're considering therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's convenient, flexible, and entirely online. With just a brief questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who fits your needs. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Take the first step towards a more fulfilling life with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bravado today and get 10% off your first month. 10%, y'all. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/bravado.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR's got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling, but with them presenting Black stories, Black truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcast. Another red flag for me is when someone is disclosing all of one of her close friends' business. Spilling tea. And when I'm talking about spilling tea, I'm not just talking about, you know, the little gaga.
Yeah, because we do just a little gaga,
I'm
baby.
I'm not talking about the little kiki that we do. But I'm talking about when you're telling me something that you know you don't have no business telling.
Yeah, the close, intimate details of someone else's life or story. The shit they wouldn't want to tell.
The things that you know they wouldn't want me to know or anybody else to know. And most of the people who have this trait, that's a red flag for me, is the information be just spat out involuntarily. No one asked. It's like you just don't have nothing else to say, and you're just telling other people's business. That makes me feel like you cannot be a close friend of mine, because I for sure will not be telling you my intimate business. Like, no, I'm seeing the way you're telling your close friend the business. If you think you're going to know anything about mine, you're wrong.
Because all you're going to do is go tell my tea.
And we all know there's tea that we just don't want out there like that.
Yeah.
There's some tea we like to have a little bit of control on.
Right. The kettle, the lid on the kettle, okay?
Okay, give you a little.
That's it.
Like, I don't want
those
it.
Little small cups. Those,
a real tea cup.
Yeah, tea cup.
You be putting our tea in mugs. Bitch, you got my tea in a mug.
A tumbler. Bitch, it be in a tumbler. A thermos. Big. Damn, what are you doing?
A hydro jug.
Golly. Yes, the girls who do this, monitor yourselves.
Yeah.
Monitor yourselves.
It also feels like kind of fake and like that person doesn't really value friendship. I can definitely keep a secret.
Yeah.
I'm great at keeping a secret.
Oh, our lips tight.
Zip.
Virgin.
My lips be virgin, like, I'm good at keeping a secret. It's not burning in me to tell.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's some people that just cannot keep secrets, and certain secrets that you need to keep that you don't keep make me feel like you don't value friendship.
And that's just that.
That's just that. I'm like, you don't give a fuck. Not like that.
You know what else makes me feel like you don't give a fuck?
What?
The subtle sneak dissing, the throwing shade.
Girl.
That is a red flag for me.
The mean girl within the squad.
Like, girl, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, like, no.
I've dealt with this. I've dealt with the little sneak dissing where it's just kind of, okay, sometimes it don't even come off like sneak dissing. It just gives like always against.
The contrarian.
Somebody who's always on the contrary.
Yes.
Exactly. Like, girl, if I say, me and this person don't talk no more, and you get to telling me all the reasons of why we both wrong in the situation and why we don't talk. And hold on, girl. Who are you sitting with? Me. Mm-hmm. Right. Get on my side. Right. And I'm big for saying, whose side are you on?
Oh, my God. This girl, you can't. Now, sometimes you do it overboard.
No, don't cross me. Don't cross me. There's no room
sometimes
to cross me.
Sometimes you do it overboard because I'd be like, Jeremy, your mom was, whose side are you on? Whose best friend are you?
Girl, because even with that girl.
I'm like, damn, am I Cece's best friend?
No, you're mine. And if you are mine, then you're going to be on my side. I can accept when I'm wrong. But girl, whose side are you on? That's, tell me I'm wrong on the back end. Tell me, girl, now you know you was wrong. Don't get to telling me in front of people.
I know. Uh-uh. It's the in front of people piece.
Yeah.
It's the in front of people piece. And it's also the way people say things.
It's the delivery. Especially if I feel like you're never on my side.
Yeah.
Now, if you're never on my side and then you're not on my side again, you choose a lane.
It's a bigger issue at play. And why do you feel to always say something negative?
I'm like, girl, what the fuck?
Why do you feel they need to say something negative? When we know these kind, you'll be like, I'm trying to think of an example. We'll be like, yeah, me and so-and-so, we linked back up. And they'll be like,
okay, girl, okay, well, you right, better be you careful. Right, you know, y'all be fighting, you know. We'll see how long this lasts. Girl, fuck you. Girl, fuck you. Fuck you. You know one thing about me? I'm always right with my friends. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
If he did something wrong, even if I'm like, well, you know, you could, I'd be like, girl, fuck him. He know he was dead ass wrong. And then later I'd be like, but you know, there were some things you could have done.
Well, I mean, yeah, we both do that. You do that. You'll be like, okay, well, what you should do.
Right.
What your role is.
Right. I'll admit the role and I'll give you some feedback, but it's still what I always say first. It be giving fuck him, fuck that. And then we come into what you could do better.
Yeah.
But I got to let you know where I stand.
And that's the thing that makes the friendship feel good, a holistic approach.
Right.
Come on. Comprehensive look.
Oh, whole person perspective.
But when you're just looking at one part and you're coming down on me, I'm right. looking at you like an enemy. Now you have turned into an op instead of a home girl.
Because if you're on my side, then you need to give me kudos or give me. Right. Layer it.
And we're not talking about constructive feedback. We're talking about the little shady boots. You know, when people say stuff in a joking way, when it's
undercut. It's sly. It has a little underbelly.
Yeah.
Girl, don't be making no jokes
it's
around
here. It's a joke
here.
Disguised as shade.
Or sometimes it don't even
shade
be a joke.
Shade disguised as a joke.
Like you mentioned, it especially like around men and stuff, it be giving, oh, y'all back together? Girl.
Zoom in on our face.
Exactly. It'll be giving, girl, sit down.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're back together.
Especially...
Shit.
If you live in a glass house, I don't want you throwing stones.
Listen.
Because I'll fuck your house. I'll throw a rock at your shit.
And we don't want to be tit for tat. We don't want to be petty and going back and forth with our friends. That's why you just got to know where you stand with a person. Like, is this somebody I could really gang with?
Right.
Or not. Because if not, a line will be drawn and then we won't be talking.
We won't.
And that's exactly what happens. Distance does not make the heart grow fonder.
It does not.
It gives, girl, go your way, I'm going mine.
Yeah.
And I see you on the back end.
Fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
I won't even see you.
Exactly.
You'll
fuck
just
you,
be
girl.
Kept at a distance, yes. Right? And we're talking about people that we really, you know, feel great about, have a good time being around.
All of the things.
It doesn't give that.
It doesn't.
And one of the homegirls, she was like, you know, how does she deal with a friend that's shady towards her when she's with her other friends? And my advice to that would be, you can let her know, you know, when you hang out with your other friends, because
you be acting fake,
you be acting funny
or different. Yeah, like, why you be acting like that?
Bring it to her front door. That's something that you have to bring to the front door, because people will act like, you know, they don't know what the fuck going on. But when you bring it to their front door, like, girl, you know, when we be around, you know, when it's just us, it's a vibe. We have a good time. But whenever we get around the other girls,
the energy changes.
You start acting hella funny.
And you could even say, girl, if she invites you to hang out with her and her other friends, you could be like, nah, I don't really want to do that because the vibe be off.
Mm-hmm.
The vibe be off. And she's going to be like, what you mean? Be like, you know, that's
you,
what you can bring.
And
yeah.
Put it on her. Don't. It's not the other girls. It's you.
Yeah, like, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's our vibe together, our energy together, but it does not mesh when it has the external people involved. We're more of a one-on-one type of group.
Yeah.
Type of, you know, dynamic. And sometimes that happens too.
I was going to say, everybody doesn't know how to, you know, adapt and operate in groups. Sometimes it does give that.
Sometimes it needs to be a one-on-one situation, and maybe that's y'all's dynamic.
Another red flag is the one-sided friendships.
Mm-hmm.
The friends that take and never give.
No pouring back into.
No. The conversations are one-sided. They're all there. You know, they're fully tapped in when they're talking about what's going on in their lives, what their accomplishments, their problems, their issues. And then when you pick up the phone to call them to talk about yours,
it's silent.
It's crickets.
The phone actually was never picked up. You're leaving a voicemail.
What fun is that?
Not fun at all.
Girl, I'm not here to just be a friend to you. You need to be a friend to me too.
Yes. Have you ever dealt with that before?
Yes. It wasn't necessarily the kind. I've dealt with it before with the one-sided, but I had a friend who was like this, but with resources. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm pretty generous. Like, I'll volunteer to drive, cook or buy things, whatever the case may be. But I'll quickly put the shit on pause if I notice I'm the only one doing that. So I noticed that we work together. We live nearby each other, like very close. And I'm like, you know, I can pick you up to go to work. And like, I think it had turned into like 2 weeks and I was only picking her up and she had never volunteered to like, you know,
I'll drive this time.
No, I said, well, now we'll be driving our own cars.
Well, how did you say that? How did you bring that to her front door?
I didn't offer to pick her up.
Oh, every day you were offering?
I just said, I'll pick you up or I'm on my way or something like that.
So
I
you forgot. Guys had got into a little rhythm of mm-hmm. like, I'm on the way.
But she was never on the way to me.
Yeah, and I'm on my way to work without you.
You have a car?
Yeah, no, that's fucked up.
And it happens when, like, we have a pretty great dynamic. It's unspoken. If one of us, we somehow figure out a flow where we're switching off driving and it just stays on schedule.
I don't know.
It's not like we have it written down or, you know, marking off tally. Somehow it just works out. I'll drive this time. I'll drive us, whatever. And it works out no matter where we live.
Yeah, exactly. It's giving, I got you, girl. I pick you
up. It works out. Yeah. And then whoever does not drive is footing the parking.
Yeah. That should be an unspoken rule. I don't know how you girls are getting down, but if the parking is $15 or less, you got it.
Yeah.
If I drove, parking is $15 or less, don't look at me. Don't look at me like, deek, are we splitting? No, you got it.
Or that's not, they don't look at you at all. They just sit there.
And that's when I'm like.
They just sit there and let you pull up to the gate and don't offer to pay for parking.
And that's awkward.
After
like,
you've picked them up. Now, what am I, your man?
Exactly. This is giving Uber fucking black. Girl, what
I'm chauffeuring you. I'm paying for your parking. And you just get to sit pretty and hop out, air out, and do whatever you want with your additional $15.
$20 or more, I'm cool with splitting. Mm-hmm. $20, we can split. We can do the 10-10. If it's 15, I got it. Run it. And the meters, too.
It's the resources. And you can always tell a little leecher. Like, if we go out and it's like, okay, I got it. You can just send me the money back. I don't want to have to hound you for the money back.
Yeah, listen.
You know what transactions took place while we were out doing our thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Zell, your portion.
Yes, honey. If I got to ask you for $10, just know it won't happen again.
But sometimes it'd be more than that.
Oh, yeah, I know. But I'm thinking about even the small stuff because people will try to get
over
it.
They will try to finesse and the tens will add up. Exactly. It'd be like $10 one time is one thing. But that's, again, the integrity. The tens will build up. You got a $100 tab on me.
And another thing is, if it's like you, I'm not counting the tens. If it's like we went somewhere, you didn't send me $10. Like, obviously, I'm going to get it back at some point. Right. I'm not really tripping. It's the people that you don't gang with often. And you're like, I could do it today. And you do it and you're like, this is why I don't do it. You see, this is why I don't do it, because I do not drive with hella people. I will not offer to drive anyone else. I don't give a fuck how close we live. I'm not doing that. Right. I don't do a carpool with too many people.
Me either.
Never. I don't give up. I'd be like, no.
Right.
I don't want to ride with you. You want to ride together? Nope. Because I want to leave when I want to leave. And the person who I come with, they got to be on the same page.
Yeah.
We got to be giving. It's time to go. Church finger out that
you
bitch.
Are
okay.
You ready?
Yeah, it has to give. Let's wrap it up.
Right.
We're going to leave it dead. That's what I want to do. I don't want to be battling with you. And no.
Right.
And I don't want to ride with a miser.
I do not want to ride because it turns into a thing. They never offer to drive. They never contribute to the parking. And then somehow you're handling the transaction for the group.
Yeah, no.
And they're weaseling their way out of that.
There's a few people who I know who also, let me stop. Black people love to say, let me stop. That's how we halt ourselves.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this can also be a red flag in a one-sided approach if you're the only one always reaching out.
Yeah.
And you feel like the burden, because it's like, now this friendship is one-sided because I'm always calling you. I'm always making sure you're good, but you're never calling me, making sure I'm good. Mm-hmm. The only time we talk is when I reach out to you.
And then you got to stop doing the reach out. Sometimes I feel this way when certain people in my life, like I shared in the first episode of this series with Danielle, that I'm obviously more to these people than they are to me. And I feel like I'm a bad associate for not reaching out. But, you know, like maybe it feels one sided, but it's like, girl, I'm not asking you to reach out. I'm not. But these people are also not my friends. So I think that's something for you to consider. Is this a person who's actually your friend? How do they see you? What do you see them as? If this is a real,
could be a wake up call.
Yeah. If this is a real, and you know what? It's a wake up call in the fact that maybe at one point it was really a friendship and that has dwindled now. Maybe y'all not where y'all once were and it's time for you to catch up to where they are.
I saw that. I saw a meme today that was like, the friendships that you make in your mid-20s, early 30s are very valuable. And sometimes we try to hold on to our friendships of the past.
Yeah.
When they no longer serve us because, oh my God, this is my friend. I have to hold on to it. And we just have to let it go.
Yeah, you have to.
Some things just have to be let go of.
And sometimes and you just transition out of them.
Yeah.
You ain't still wearing your baby clothes. I don't know.
Fact Germany. What type of grandma?
I have no clue, girl. That's just what I have. That's what I have. Anyway, on to the next.
Oh, man.
Okay, last red flag. A lack of respect for boundaries and with boundaries. This is a biggie. Speaking of friendships in the past, a lot of times, queens, we try to just say, have our input on things. You looking at me about my hair, huh?
Because yeah.
I'm unraveling it. Don't. Yeah, close your
she'll
eyes.
She'll be doing her own hair.
Close your eyes.
From here on out.
Close your eyes. I had to fix it. Anywho, we will, a lot of times with our friendships, and we also mentioned this on the last episode, we feel like there's nothing off limits. You know, everything is up for grabs. Everything is up for discussion. I could talk about whatever I want to talk about, and you could talk about whatever you want to talk about, but really that don't be the case. And a lot of times friends who lack boundaries or respect for your boundaries, rather they're emotional, physical, whatever it might be, it creates an issue.
It does.
Because it's giving, girl, you cannot talk about everything. You can't weigh in on your opinion is not necessary in every circumstance.
It's not, especially as we mature.
Yeah.
And we start making adult decisions.
Yeah.
Who are you to think that you can just say whatever you want to say about the decisions that I'm making?
Or a lot of the times, do whatever you want to do.
Or do whatever you want to do. A lot of the times we think because, you know, especially friends that we've had for so long, we can just give our unsolicited opinion as we did as kids. Like, girl, I know what you're doing. What the fuck that
is? Exactly.
And it's like, you don't move like that when you become adults.
No, we're definitely independent women and we can make our own decisions and I don't need another woman telling me what the fuck to do. Purr. So.
And I think that becomes a source of contention for a lot of friendships because we get the question a lot like, what do I do when my friend is making this sort of decision and I don't agree?
Girl.
You can do a couple things. If it's just too much for you to bear, you can decide, you know what, I have to remove myself because it's weighing on me. Or you can figure out a way to communicate lovingly, like Danielle said. Find the things you do like.
Yeah.
And talk about that. But to just be coming down on people because, you know, this your friend and you don't like the decisions they're making and da-da-da, that's dumb, you wouldn't do that. You can't operate like that and expect people to still want to be in relation with you.
Yeah.
Like, people wouldn't stop telling you shit.
They will. And stop finding comfort in your friendship.
Yeah.
That's really what they'll stop doing. It'll give a girl, I can't have you coming down on me all the time. I don't feel safe here. I don't feel supported here. I don't feel loved here. And I'm going to do things the way I want to do it. And you can do things the way you want to do it. And we can agree to disagree when we don't agree.
I go by the rule of let people live their lives.
Yeah.
If it's live and let live. Yeah, if it's a complete misalignment with the way that I want to live my life, then it's like, okay, sis, we're not how we once used to be. But I have friends who are polar opposite from me.
Mm-hmm.
We don't gang like that. But, you know, we can still get along and be cordial and hang out and do certain things together.
Yes.
I wouldn't make some of the decisions, but luckily it's not my life.
It's not. So one of our girlfriends sent in a girlfriend gag like many of y'all did. And we thought that this was a great letter on boundaries. So we're going to read it, give a little tea, and move on. Mm-hmm. So she says, "Hey, ladies, here's the gag. I said I would never do roommates again, but I did it. I'm 24, going on 25 in July. My now ex-roommate is 26. We knew each other from college and became close friends there. After school, I spent 2 years living alone. Then COVID had your girl on her ass, and my ex-roommate had her own stuff going on. She asked if I wanted to sublease a place with her. I didn't want to, but she convinced me otherwise. We came up with certain rules, and that worked out well up until the last 1 to 2 months we were living together. She moved her boyfriend into our apartment without asking or even telling me.
Okay, now.
Literally. He has been here for 38 days. And yes, I counted.
Period.
It was her idea to have a rule that male guests don't stay more than 2 nights in a row. I happily agree with this since I had roommates keep their boyfriends there for a week at a time before, and she knew that was one of my non-negotiables. You can't walk around in your undies when a man is there, and I like to be comfy.
Right, period.
Yeah. About 2 to 3 weeks into me noticing that he wasn't leaving, I started to distance myself because I felt disrespected, and also I'm the most non-confrontational person ever. This brings us to now, 38 days later. Lease is up and we just moved out. Our friendship is strained, non-existent in my book. We don't really talk, but she left me a card saying that she appreciated our friendship and that she's sorry that her transition changed our relationship, but she wants to be close again. Honestly, I really just don't want to talk to her again because the whole time he was living here, she literally never asked how I felt about him living there, never asked me if he could move in, never even told me it was happening. Mm-mm. Maybe I would feel differently if he was only there while she was there, but he was also there when the only other person home was me, and I was hella uncomfortable. He was there by himself and had he was there by himself hella.
He was at the house to right. the tilt to
he
the
was,
neck.
He was there and
at the tilt to the neck.
And had been 4 to 5 times where she opened the door and he was sitting there with his friends.
Okay,
and she
wasn't
nigga, there.
No, it's giving his APT.
His name is not on the lease. He did not contribute to any bills. He should not have been there. She broke one of our 3 rules and I feel disrespected. We've been friends since 2017. Is this a friendship that I should try to keep? I honestly don't want to, but we have some mutual friends, which makes it hard. What do I do when I hate confrontation and I'm ready to let the friendship go? Your friend is dead ass wrong.
Girl.
She's
that
wrong.
That was on the tip of my tongue.
She's wrong.
The friend was wrong. And you know what? The friend was very aware of what she was doing.
Yeah.
And the fact that she didn't say anything until after, you know, the lease was up, like, okay, yeah, now let's talk about it. Unacceptable.
A slime ball of sorts.
Because you knew you were breaking the rules that we both agreed to when you had your man up here for 38 days. And within this 38 days, he's having kickbacks with his homeboys
right.
boys and, you know, just in the house.
And just the lack of openness and forwardness is killing me. It's sending me. It's really sending me.
That would be
me.
Eating me up.
I mean, we can talk for days about how she was wrong and how she was inappropriate, but I think at this point you're just looking for advice
right.
as to what it is that you should do. And I think that your boundaries and feeling respected in a friendship are important. You have to, although you are non-confrontational, this is a really pivotal moment for you guys, and you need to let her know how you felt, that you felt disrespected, that mm-hmm. you didn't feel seen, that you did not feel safe in your
right.
own place, and that she caused these feelings for you. Maybe you guys can work towards being close, but if you really don't want to be friends, you can tell her we can be cordial because we do have mutual friends. When we're out in public, there's no beef, but I don't want to take the time and energy that it would take to invest in making this friendship valuable.
I feel you, girl. It's just, sometimes you just have to call it a dub. And moving with people
will really show you.
Reveal some things to where it's like, we just can't be friends anymore. Too much transpired here and I'm good.
Yeah.
Even if you come around on the back end and like Germany said, you're cordial. Sometimes it's just a break that can't be put back together.
Yeah. There's no mending it. Fracture. No hiccup.
Because bitch, you played.
Yeah, that was too much.
Wow.
Best of luck with that. Let us know how it goes.
Definitely wish you all the best.
Mm-hmm.
So let's move on to some green flags. Yeah, these are the things that let you know, okay, we can be a gang here.
Yeah.
You know, you're my kind of girl. I love when I find my kind of girl. They're rare.
You're far in between, but I find them. When I find them, I find them.
So a good one for me is that the girl is open and not the man. You know, I don't really have any male best friends, but mm-hmm. I do have girls.
You do.
But if they're open to receiving feedback and also they give honest, respectful feedback as well. I like people to keep a straight no chaser with me. I'm a straight no chaser girl.
She is.
But I feel like I do it. You tell me, because you'll love to tell me. How do I do it? How do I get feedback? Am I pretty good?
Yeah, you're pretty good.
Okay.
Good. You're pretty
Thank God.
Yeah, I would never say you aren't. I feel like you're good. I feel like you are good.
I try to be.
You are. I feel like there's a time and a place for you when you're being very direct, when it's kind of like, okay, girl, this you need to hear this, and I know it's not what you want to hear. There's times where I'm being super emotional or maybe not as logical, and I'm like having my moment, and you'll be like, but that doesn't make sense, or like that you shouldn't do that, or you know, you'll provide your perspective. And then there's other times where my emotions are validated and I'm what I'm experiencing is real, and you'll hold space for that, and then it's fuck him. We get fuck him. Yeah. I feel like you do that really well.
Yeah.
Green flag for sure in my book as
well. It's a greenie for me. I like that. That makes me feel like we're below the surface. We're connected. We can really have in-depth conversations, because if you have to walk on eggshells around people or be kind of fake, it just really doesn't work that good for me. I can compartmentalize, but you know
where you're at. Not in my deep friendships.
You know where you're at.
Yeah. You know what I realize? When I compartmentalize with people who are not, I can be social with a lot of people. I cannot be friends with a lot of people. That's what I realize. I could do the whole social thing. So when I compartmentalize, it's just like, I'm going out. I'm not looking for deep friendship from this person.
Yeah, just we a good can time. Be a
little kiki, a little. It is not even fake. Yeah, it's just on the surface.
Yeah.
But my deep friends, girl, I need to be able to tell you what's good and not have you feeling some type of way when I keep it to Virgil's with you.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
Because you'll notice, like, if you keep it to, this has happened to me, I've kept it to Virgil's with someone. I thought we were those kind of friends, and then they didn't want to talk to me about things anymore.
Yeah, it depends on how you...
I thought I was telling it good.
No. Time and a place. They also got to be in a place to receive it.
Very true.
Next green flag. This is one of my favorites. Experiencing joy together.
Mm-hmm.
Hanging out with your friends feels good. It's not depleting. It's giving, I love it here. Do you love it here?
Also, if a friend truly supports me, that's definitely a green flag. Not saying you have to be, you know, post this, buy this, not just support.
Yeah, show up and show out.
Yes.
That's what we need. Mm-hmm. Also, green flag is communicating how we feel. That's a biggie. Again, we love to be deep and intimate and share our feelings and not be on the surface. You should be able to tell me how you feel. If I upset you, if I offend you, if I make you feel some type of way, girl, come to me. Mm-hmm. Woman to woman.
Also, if a girl is intentional about resolving conflict, it just happens. We're human. There's going to be some conflict, but the intentionality is important. I don't want no disrespect. I don't want to be disrespectful. So let's just be intentional. I think you're great at that.
Aw. Heart.
Yeah.
Love.
Because I can be stubborn. Not that we have that much.
No, we don't.
Conflict, but you're less stubborn. So
it works. Conflict is hard, but.
Yin and the yang.
The yin and the yang. But it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And like we said, if you live long enough, you'll deal with some.
Yeah.
Also, talking about everything and nothing all in one conversation is golden.
Mm-hmm.
I have said this so many times. I love that the ease in our conversation style and our hanging out style.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we be talking and it'd be a lot to talk about. And then other times we just be sitting there on our phones, kikiing, looking at TikToks, whatever it is. And I never feel forced to come up with conversation or come up with something to talk about. Like, okay, there's silence. What else can we talk about?
It
never gives that. I'm like, girl, we chilling.
Yeah.
I love that feeling.
Yeah, feels like home.
Yeah,
feels like home. Speaking of feeling like home, the last green flag, one that's near and dear to me, mm-hmm. doesn't mean it has to apply to you, but this is for me.
Yeah.
If my homegirl's family accepts me like their own,
yeah,
it warms me up. It warms me up. And
Are you about to cry?
No, I'm not about to cry. I cried all my tears last week. I'm standing tall.
She's dry. Stand up.
Yeah, I'm standing tall. But no, that makes me feel good, especially like when you're living in a city that's not home. Germany's my god sister. I don't know if y'all know that. Yes, she's my best friend, but
we're actually god siblings.
Yeah, we became god siblings one day. Her family is my family. One day we were at a family function and her mom was introducing me to somebody. She said, yeah, this is my goddaughter. This is my goddaughter, Brittany. I said, oh, yes. Her goddaughter.
A christening of sorts.
Christening, an adult christening. She was given that role. And I, yes. So we are god sisters.
Oh my God, I am weak.
And addressed us as such.
Period. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's the blackest thing to do. You know when you got to take it a step above. Like, this is my niece. Yeah. It can't just be, this is my daughter's best friend. This is my niece. This is her cousin. And now we are God's sisters.
We have to. But, you know, that probably happened during slavery. Separating us. And then we build a kinship. And it's given, girl, you are ours.
Period.
It don't matter. Blood can't make us no closer. So this actually is my God's sister. And all my other friends are my cousins. Yes. Period. And that's just that on that.
Period.
So, y'all, keep sending us your comments, your questions, your need for advice, your stories. Contact at the Black Girl Bravado. We're going to be taking this a little step further next week on the Ultimate Girlfriend Gag episode, where we can just continue to dish tea and give you girls advice on some pretty heavy situations.
Yeah, it's going to get good.
It's going to get good. Hopefully, y'all are really loving the friendship series. We are.
Yeah.
Make sure you share this. If you love it, don't forget to rate it, review it, comment. Do all the things that you do. And we will catch y'all on the back end.
Bye.
Love you. Thank you.